Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, broadcasting from UBC on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Maya, part of the student executive at CITR, and you're listening to my segment for 24 hours of student power. I'm doing an interview with Bella, editor-in-chief and founder of Know It All magazine. She might not be a UBC student, but she is a student doing super cool things.
You are Bella from Know It All Mag. I'll let you explain a little more. Who are you and what is Know It All Mag?
Okay, so Know It All Mag is just this magazine online, and we had one physical copy. I started officially making it a thing when I was 16, and I'm 18 now. So basically, it's just an outlet for creative teenagers and young adults to submit their artwork, submit their writing. We accept submissions of all kinds. So whether that's like paintings, photography, poetry, short stories, we take it all. That's basically what it is. Yeah.
Okay, amazing. So I did like a stock of all of the stuff you have on Instagram and your website. And it's blowing my mind that you did this at 16. We're going to get into that a little more later, how crazy amazing that is. But first, how did you come up with the idea to start Know It All Mag?
Okay, so basically I have a story for this one. When I was about 12 or 13, I actually discovered Rookie Magazine. They don't publish anything anymore, but I loved it so much at that. I still do love it. But I discovered that, and basically that kind of put the idea into that magazine was targeted to young girls. And, you know, took submissions in, and yeah, that kind of thing. So I started writing when I was 12, just in like a journal, which I still do. But I became like really passionate about it. And when I found out that it was like possible to submit my stuff, I went crazy. I would literally write day and night and be like, okay, I'm going to publish this to this website. Then this is going to go here. Wasn't very good at writing. So I would just send in a bunch of things, and I got a lot of rejection. So basically from that, I keep journals, one of my first ones, I started writing in a journal when I was like 12. And one of my first ones, I have like doodles of like, okay, I'm going to start my own magazine. That way, no rejection. And then I can, you know, make my own stuff up, plan out what I want to publish and, you know, what work I want on my website and my magazine. So I have like little doodles from when I was like 13 on like Know It All Magazine. So I kind of stuck to that name and doing that. I officially started it though when at the start of 11th grade when I turned 16. Just in the summer before. So yeah, that's
so cute. You knew what was up right away.
Yes.
I always thought that was a myth. People that like knew what they were doing, like when they were little, they're like, I'm gonna do this and then actually stick with it. But
I'm surprised, like honestly.
You just had real bright ideas for an 11-year-old. That doesn't usually happen.
After winter. feet. Possibly speak tongues. Beat drums, Abyssinian Street Baptist. Rap this and fine linen from the beginning. My practice extending across the atlas. I begat this. Flipping in together on a dirty mattress. You can't match this. Rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy like the mind of Sister Betty. L Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture where hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything.
Sometimes it seems,
we'll touch that dream,
but things come slow and not at all,
they come slow, you know what I mean,
and the ones on time, won't make it stop, so convinced that they might fall,
not for everybody,
let's love ourselves, and we can't fail.
Yeah.
I know when I looked at your Instagram and looked into you guys, yeah. it was giving like huge like Art Ho Collective era energy, I'm like obsessed with mm-hmm. everything that they did, and it was very Tumblr era, and like unfortunately like kind of like fizzled out like post Tumblr oh, yeah. era, but like 100%. They inspired such a community of like Art Ho Collective people that like I don't know where the Art Ho Collective diaspora went, but I feel like it's us and like so many other people. Yes. Just it cool kids, you know. Yeah. So that is what I thought was like, it made me think of Art Ho Collective, like Frida Cashflow, like Amanda Stenberg, all those wonderful girlies. So are there any other creative inspirations that come to mind?
Okay. Honestly, I got quite a wall over here. But my biggest like creative inspiration is Frank Ocean, just with writing. I know he doesn't like, you know, I mean, he did have like a magazine that came out. So that was pretty cool. I don't have it. I don't own it, but I wish I did. I take a lot of, like I mentioned before, I loved Rookie Meg and Tavi. I don't know how to say her last name, but Tavi Gevingson. Butchered that, but I loved her. She made Rookie when she was young, like a teenager as well, so that like really like influenced me when I started my stuff. Honestly, I just kind of take like creative inspiration for like from everyone, whether that's like aesthetics, whether that's like writing wise, magazine wise. I love Art Ho as well. I discovered them around the same time, I feel like, when I was maybe like 14 actually, but I always love them. So I don't know, I just kind of like take things from everywhere. I feel like everyone that is in our following kind of represents that, and we're just kind of like, you know, I feel like with every collective, it's just kind of like a mix of everything that, you know, you're consuming ultimately. So just kind of everywhere. I can't really think of anything specific from the top of my head, but also this is like, yeah, actually, that's it. I'm going to leave it at that.
No, yeah, that was a really great answer. And I feel like it reflects know-it-all, like, really well. Because I looked at your Instagram and, like, it's just, like, such an amalgamation of, like, so many different things, but in, like, a really organized way. And it's, like, cohesive and, like, organized and makes sense. And it's all, like, the same vibe that fits together, but it's also so many different things. So it's, like, inclusive. And I feel like anyone can, like, see something in Know-It-All Mag that they like and would be like comfortable submitting, because they're like, this represents something that I like myself, so I want to contribute. It's just like, you guys did such a good job of like fostering a really inclusive environment while also being super cool, and it's just amazing. It's so cool.
Thank you so much. That's like exactly what I want it to be. So
so I've been saying I've been referring to you and like a team that I have not touched on yet, but I looked into it, and it's not just you. You have a cute little collection of really amazing people who contribute as well. So who are Maria, Emily, and I'm gonna butcher her beautiful name, but she says in her Instagram, just Naz.
Yeah, so, Nazaha is her full name. So beautiful. I'll introduce them. They are literally the best people. We also have a couple more team members, so I'll add them in this little introduction. But basically, I'll start with Maria. Maria's my best friend. She basically got me to start Know-It-All. So we've just been best friends for years, but what it took, I think in like the 10th grade, we met in 9th grade basically. So 10th grade, I told her, I was like, I really want to make this magazine. Like, I've always wanted to do it. And I remember I was on FaceTime with her one night, and she literally like opened up her laptop and she's like, we are starting this now. Then it took a couple more months later, I was like, okay, wait, let me do that. And then that's when I officially started it. But honestly, like that extra push really motivated me, because otherwise I kind of saw it as like something that would fizzle out really quickly, and that I would just start and then like would go nowhere, and I'd get, you know, unmotivated and just like forget about it. But she really like pushed me to do it. So she also helps out with planning, organizing, all that stuff. Nazaha actually was my first team member that was like someone I didn't know. She reached out within, I think, the first month that we had our Instagram. She is amazing. She's helped with so much. She's a writer. She's a beautiful writer. And she also does our social media right now. So that's sick to have. She's from Sumner, Washington, actually. So when she reached out, I was like, whoa, this is kind of not too far, but that's a whole country. That's another country. So that was kind of crazy when I was just starting. But yeah, she's amazing. Then we have Emily, sorry. And then she does like our website, and she's also a writer. So she's from the same town as Nazaha. And she's also amazing. She's done so much for the magazine. I'm so grateful for all of them. And then our two newest team members are Myra and Gloria. Myra went to my high school, and she's an illustrator, so she makes like beautiful illustrations for our newest submissions. They've only been doing it a couple months. And then Gloria's a writer, and she's so talented, and just like seeing all of them just kind of like motivates me so much, because I'm like, oh my god, when they send me their stuff, I'm just like completely in awe and like of what they're doing. And you know, they're also young, so it's amazing. I'm so yeah, grateful for our team. So yeah, that's just a little
have your stuff together like so well, like that's so dope. The way you just like know what you're doing and you have everything so organized, amazing.
Oh my god, thank you. I tried.
So far, so drafted, calling hotel was on quest. So on a cliff, I knew that I wouldn't be stressed. Get a job for your hot bus down with the popcorn. Cheap motor with some miles and a memoir. Had a dream reemerge at the drugstore.
Seen it look so
conscience was sent in. So surely I accept though. My choices breed regrets. I hope so soon there's none left though.
Few folks see me with my fingers fit the Cheerios. Puffy yummy, hear me on the stereo. Post to be my show for you ventures. But events, let the vents in for the check pen. Please, unmark barriers, plan T. Wish a nigga would try to press me. Money on the reps like Brian. We shouldn't be less than they see. In the wrong, I feel buzzy bone. Wishing I on my top, build a cabrio. Fourth grade, wishing I could be impossible. I see obstacles, I see where's the article. Didn't mean nothing by it, but it's stinging though. I've read that before, heard it down with stones.
Thank you.
the next question, I talked about how you guys started this all at 16, or you did, which is crazy, because I know, like, 16, a lot of people are, like, not that great at 16. Like, in high school, like, it's not, like, a really wonderful environment all the time. So, like, what you're doing is, like, you can tell with, like, everything that you do and Know It All Mag that it's, like, so much, like, light and positivity and, like, honesty and vulnerability. And, like, doing something like that, did you, like, ever have concern about, like, scrutiny or people just not getting it or, like, feeling uncomfortable, like, plugging your stuff when not everyone at 16 or in high school is doing stuff similar to that?
Yeah, so this is actually, I'm, okay, 100%, I'm just going to answer that to start off. But especially for me, it's always been, I grew up, like, really shy. So it's not until, like, I feel towards the end of high school where I actually kind of, like, felt more outgoing. But honestly, when I started, and even up till now, I still am very afraid to, like, shout my stuff out. And even, like, I honestly keep very few of my own submissions unless I write, like, some news articles here and there. But I keep up a lot of my stuff just in fear that, like, you know, it's too vulnerable or any of that stuff. So I feel like it's scary, honestly. And especially since, like, it's kind of considered, like, I'm the editor-in-chief. Like, I always get scared to kind of, like, shout up the shout out the collective or you know, my own personal stuff. But when it comes to the work of other people, I share it so much because I believe that, like, it's so important to be able to showcase, you know, people's stories and, you know, stuff that is authentic to, like, the teenage experience or, you know, whatever that may be for some people. So yeah, I don't know if that answered it very well, but
no, that answered it so well. And, like, I relate with that a lot. Like, in high school, I was so shy and I didn't, like, stop that until, like, the end of high school. And I feel like when you grow up shy, you're, like, your harshest critic and you, like, overthink your own stuff, like, a million times more than you would other people. Like, you'll be the one that's like, oh, I'll go hard for anyone else, but when it comes to my own stuff, 100%. I don't know. And when you think that way, it's like you are, like, you lack clarity on, like, your judgment of yourself, because you're going to be harder on yourself than other people. So as an outside source, I'm going to tell you right now, you do not need to be hesitant to plug your stuff. Like, you're doing everything so right. Like, there's no such thing as speaking up too much. Like, you're doing everything
right.
So
thank you.
Me, an outside source, I'm telling you, you're doing it. You're doing great. No problem.
Oh, like a Crosby Street. I don't give a fuck about time machine, time machine.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthasiakuya, Talitin, Ho Musqueam, Mustayo.
To prevent the spread of coronavirus 2019, or COVID-19, social distancing and self-isolation measures have been recommended. What is social distancing? Social distancing includes, but is not limited to, discussing the possibility of working from home, avoiding visits to long-term care homes, retirement homes, supportive housing, hospices, and other congregate care settings unless the visit is absolutely essential, avoiding non-essential trips in the community, keeping the windows down if you have to go into the community for an essential trip via taxi or rideshare, limiting or canceling group gatherings, spending time outside and in settings where people can maintain 1 to 2 meters or 3 to 6 feet of distance from each other. These guidelines are not meant to say you must stay in your home. You can still go outside and take a walk, go to the park, or walk your dog. If you need groceries, go to the store. It is simply recommended that while outside, you make sure to avoid crowds and maintain a distance from those around you.
Hey, this is CITR 101.9 FM. Welcome back. This is still an interview with Bella, founder and editor-in-chief of Know It All magazine. Here's the rest.
How do you keep an eye out for the artists that you feature? Because you've put us on to some really great new people that I don't think I would have found outside of Know It All Mag. So how do you find these people?
Perfect. Okay, so I'm always kind of just like scoping new artists, whether that's in music or in art or photography, like anything, honestly. I just always keep an eye out. A lot of what I feature on the page is based on like what I'm liking at the moment. So it kind of works out because then, you know, I get my own taste in there and I hope that people will enjoy it, which they normally do. I'm honestly like always kind of keeping notes. I'll find some artists, whether that's like on my Instagram feed or, you know, just on Spotify. I'll find a lot of like underrated artists and then kind of just keep track of them in, like a notes app or like write it down in my journal, like, oh, an interview with this person will be good, or like a feature on this for like our series, like Know-It-Alls Artists to Know. So yeah, it's just kind of from everywhere. Even my friends will recommend me someone, like, oh, hey, you should feature this person, like I really like what they're doing, or if I know someone. So yeah, it's kind of just like a mix of all of that, to be honest.
Okay, sweet. I don't know if I just think that like every artist you put on is the best because like we have the same taste, but I'm just gonna say like 10 out of 10 so far, you guys are crushing it. Now I know that you get a lot of submissions from people, and a lot of your posts are like, send in this for this thing that we're doing, or send in that. Do you have a selection process when it comes to filtering through your submissions, or is it just like if anything is sincere and people want to send it, then it's good enough?
Yeah, honestly, it's that, mostly just submitting whatever, to be honest, because what I like the most about that, and there, you know, we could filter, sometimes we filter things to like match, you know, our Instagram feed at the moment, or, you know, stuff like that. But when it comes down to like art submissions with writing and all of that stuff, I really like to accept most of it, because I just feel like it's more genuine that way. You know, people have different voices and stuff, and I feel like, you know, there's gonna be stuff that, you know, you like and you don't like, but then in the end, you know, it's all really authentic and it's real. And a lot of the things are personal too, so I would feel like terrible just like rejecting that. So anything, but like honestly, I love everything that gets put onto the website, and I just have a place for everything, so yeah.
What's your favorite thing that Know It All Mag has put out, or like favorite project you guys have done?
Okay. I mean, I feel like I have to say like our first issue that came out. just because I put so much work into that. I didn't know what I was doing at all. It was like a learning process, but I had learned so much from doing that. I scheduled interviews. I met so many people. I did photo shoots. There's a lot of things that I learned from doing the first copy that, you know, I wanted to do a second one. So all of that that I learned from doing the first, all the mistakes and whatever, I feel like I could take those into our newer project that will hopefully come soon one day. But yeah, it's just like, honestly, it was really nice because I just got to learn a lot. But I love our website stuff too. And like, yeah, but ultimately, I feel like it's the physical copy.
Physical copy. I didn't even, when I was looking online about your first issue coming out, I didn't realize it's a physical copy. That's so exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
But like, how many prints did you make of it? Like, is it available? Do people buy it?
Yeah, I only made like 25 at the time, and I sold them out. Yeah, they're sold out now because I just gave away. I just sold one more copy and then had a giveaway. But yeah, depending on, you know, how things are, maybe I'll restock on them and then put them back on our website. But yeah, for now they're sold out, unfortunately.
That's so exciting. That's really cool. Okay, so it had to be brought up. We are in some unprecedented times, as we know. And you guys did a really cute quarantine diary series. But like, outside of that really good idea that came from quarantine, like, there are a lot of like setbacks creatively for a lot of people. So do you guys have any concerns for how the mag is going to go forward remotely, or are you guys chilling? Because you seem like you could do it remotely pretty easily.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, I was, before COVID, all that, I was planning on doing a second copy. I still am, but I just figured that, like, I'll hold off on it for a little while, just because ideally I'd wanted to do a bunch of new photo shoots. So that would mean like meeting new photographers, getting new models, and, you know, all that stuff. I just feel like is not the right time for that, so holding off on that. We also had a lot of ideas for like doing little meetups. We did one when we had our photo shoot, which is really small, but like I had wanted to do like some group, like just kind of like a circle type thing with like a bunch of people that are interested in know-it-all. We could all talk, maybe paint, you know, eat some food, sell some stuff maybe. That's something I want to do in the future because I feel like that'd just be really fun and the energy would be really, really nice. But hopefully one day it'll happen. But yeah, right now we're just sticking to like web stuff. I feel like that's not too bad. We're living in the age of the internet, so it's easy. Yeah, so for now that's what it is, but until things open up a bit more, hopefully we can get some new things started.
That meetup plan sounds so cute. And I, like, when you said that, I was thinking of like loopholes. I'm like, what if you guys did it on Zoom? Like, what if we did like something cute on Zoom? Like, I want to go.
Yes, I'd love to do that.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Feels like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your text.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two, three.
Be there.
What a year it's been. A lot of ups and downs. Keep falling off the wagon, but never hit the ground. Or should I say the bottom, that's the place I'll never go. Was drinking hella heavy, had no self-control. Started doubting myself, had no motivation. Liquor and depression is a bad combination. Ain't doing enough, just doing the most. Tasted some success, then I put that shit in coast. Never coming around, my ass was always ghost. Not realizing I hurt the ones that I love the most. Refused to fuck this up when our dream is too close. Had to grow up and put my pride behind. Got out of my funk, and now I feel alive. Writing verses with a smile while my daughter's by my side. Like, look, mama, I made that. Look, mama, I made that. Your boy is a star, soon enough you can't say that.
The boy came too far for me to just pick up and lay back. Since way, way, way back, I've been on playback. And PB blending shit like Beethoven and Ajax. Since Ye met Ajax. First day got his first Maybach. Been told that I've been chasing the dream even with paychecks. Even if my rent's paid for, even if I pay state tax. Even if it took me all across the world and way, way back. Crap, I call it chasing the dream, and I can't take that.
Make tragedy turn triumph, but everybody trying to make family turn client. How many shares you own all my dreams? Enough money can make any gathering turn riot. Weekends full of distant daps and head nods, acknowledging niggas who really just binge y'all. Who, me? Nigga, I been calm. I just sense when a nigga think I'ma be his pawn. Yo, I heard a lot of bullshit within this last year. All chirp, that shit's for the birds. If you ask, kids, been a fast year. I hear they only get faster with more chatter. Yo, but that shit don't matter. What's up? How far across you wanna go to go up faster? It's hard work, worth it, or getting to all that matters. Yo, it's like a difference between stairs and a ladder. I'm for the ladder. Spelling don't change so many factors. What's up? You missing me tools. I'm Mr. Miyagi, I fathered these niggas, this shit is a hobby. No honor, it's some shit if niggas just copy. False valor ass niggas, you didn't earn them stripes. You David Clark ass nigga, fuck you nigga.
That starts fucking up.
I was too good to get involved. If I was you, I'd abandon all of me.
I mean, honestly, I was down and alone. I mean, obviously, I was down the road. I just honestly needed time to grow. You needed my mind, but my pride took over.
So in May, everything got really intense for Black folks, and it was hard to be creative. It was hard to be okay or anything other than like mad and tired. And so I was just wondering, did the Black Lives Matter movement and the weight of everything at that time like have an impact on your creative energy or like what the magazine focused on? Because I know you've been vocal and did a piece on Sandra Parks, a victim of gun violence, and you've spoken about Cyntoia Brown's case. So I was wondering if in May and like the time onward, it was like hard to be creative or like you shifted your focus?
100%. I remember back in May, I actually like, you know, finishing off high school and stuff. It was really hard to focus on the rest of my work just because I like, you know, being Black, it, you know, this stuff is relevant. Like it's what I've been seeing. I've talked about it with my family, like it's nothing new, but the fact that, you know, it became like everything that we were surrounded by, and for good reason, because I'm glad that it's gained the recognition that it's deserved, because I remember years ago it was controversial and, you know, no brands would go out and say anything about Black Lives Matter in fear. So it was really hard for me at the time, though. I did try to draw all my energy to making pieces and spreading awareness and trying to find resources for other Black people that were struggling with the news, because, you know, a lot of what we were seeing too was just kind of Black people being murdered in broad daylight. And so I tried to offer some resources on our stories just because, like, I knew how hard it was. And, you know, even I can't even comprehend how hard it is. It must, you know, it's harder for other people that are there experiencing that. So yeah, our focus for, and it still is, honestly, but just to have a safe space for Black people and for Indigenous people, because there's the things happening that are awful. And honestly, if we could, we could be there and also find voices for those that have been, you know, unheard for years, like, it's 100% worth it. So although it was hard, I really just was like, how can I, what can I do? Like, let's do something about this. So yeah, that, I don't know if that answered, but yeah.
Yeah, that definitely answered it. I know it's like, it's so hard to figure out like what role or like what should be done right now by like every person, like what's the right thing for each individual to do. But like as a magazine, looking at your content, like even before May of this year, you guys do a really good job at like just fostering like Black and Indigenous and like marginalized like joy and creativity and wellness. And I think that you guys did the best thing that you could have done, where your approach is just like keeping a focus on like well-being and like happiness and like putting up like images and reminders of like positive things to like keep marginalized people like okay, while yeah. also plugging like important resources. So you guys did the best thing that you guys could have done in that moment, and you're still doing that. Like, I love that that's a part of what you guys are doing.
That means so much.
Okay, so you've been collaborating with a lot of amazing people that we've talked about, like photo shoots and artists that you talk about and the people on your team. So is there anything notable that you think you've learned from being surrounded by these people over this time?
Honestly, it's just kind of motivated me to keep on going. I feel like that's cheesy, but it's the truth. I just honestly like really love, you know, kind of be, like you said, being surrounded by this and being surrounded by creative people. Just, I feel like you feed off of that, right? So, and it just, it means so much to me too. You know, reaching out to people and having them like be so happy to like, you know, be thought of in the process or like have their art featured. It just means so much. So I feel like, just to, yeah, keep going. It's been really nice. Everyone has been the greatest, so.
I love that. Do you have any inspirations in mind for where you want the magazine to go in the future? Or are you just kind of going with the flow?
Okay, so, I mean, I kind of am just the type of person to just kind of, like, not really plan anything out too, like, strictly. I'm just like, okay, like, yeah, we'll submit this, like, you know, it, not too planned out, but I don't know. I'd love for Know It All to keep going, because I wasn't sure if I was gonna like keep going with it after I finished high school, which was only in June. But honestly, I really love doing what I do. So even if like, you know, there's no profit off of it or whatever, I just really am passionate, and I love when people send things in and people sharing their artwork, and I love sharing other people's stuff. So I don't know exactly where I want it to go. I do, if I'm like, you know, like, ideally, I feel like I'd want it to kind of like branch out into like a brand. So not just being a magazine and a website, but like potentially like, I don't know, like short films. I don't know, like anything really, like just like a brand, a collective, a clothing brand, like that would be so dope. So like really anything. But I don't know how, like, I don't have a plan or anything, but, like, ultimately, I feel like one day we'll get there.
I feel like that's very attainable. Like, that makes sense. Like, I can yeah. picture that for sure, for sure.
I think you're truly something special. Oh, just what my dreams are really made of.
Storm. Yeah. can't really explain it. I'm so into you now. I wanna be more than a friend of you now. When they ask, I mention my baby girl in the interviews now. And I don't bring the problems from the 90s and the 2000s. There's no reason to have a friend or two now. Cause the kid's ready to tell you how he feel in a few vows. Maybe I speak in general now. But girl, I'ma do whatever just to keep a grin on you now. Where I go, they wear bikinis in the winter too now. What you think about? Tan lines on the skin of you now. Why wouldn't I wanna spend a few thou? On Fifth Ave, shopping sprees, and them dinners to chow. I ain't concerned what other men would do now. As long as when I slide up in you, you growl. And any dude with you, he better be a kin of you now. And I ain't jealous, it's the principle now. I'm so into you. Just off the shore, so you can hear when the water be splashing. The drop top three and a quarter, we dashing. The flawless diamonds and the border, we flashing. The money we ought to be stashing. I make sure every quarter be cashing. I can't really explain. My friends be thinking I'm slipping. These girls be thinking I'm tripping. What kind of weed you be smoking? What type of drinks you be sipping? Sweet thing, just to think of you dipping. What had me with the blues so hard? You would think I was crippin'. You relaxing in the bins, credit cards with no limits, so you don't worry about maxing when you spend. But since you've been asking about the friends, how'd you like it if both our names had Jackson on the ends? Girl, the way you cook a steak remind me of them strips and roof crisps. You love my smile, no matter how chipped my tooth is. With you, it ain't because my whips is ruthless. So sit on chrome, dipped up deuces. And you ain't flattered by Canary and VS, dip taste sousis. Cover ballers look dumb when they press you. Fives and sixes, you don't let them count the numbers impress you. Even though I was somewhat successful, me and a player was becoming too stressful. But ever since, the superwoman has come to my rescue. My winter's been wonderful, my summer's been special. Let's fly the same bar while the villa be painted, just so we can get really acquainted. The love is real, there's no way it can feel like it's tainted, but I can't really explain it. Yeah.
Do you have any dream collaborations? Like, you can talk, like, big, like, even Frank Ocean big.
That's so funny. I don't know if you saw it. It's on our Instagram page, but I literally have a little, like, sticky note on my wall that says, I can't wait to interview Frank Ocean.
I haven't seen that. That's so cute.
It's literally, here, I'm going to, like, pan over it, but it's literally right there.
That's so, so sweet.
You can always look at it, because it's, like, literally unrealistic. I'm not gonna say it's unrealistic, but it's like up there. It's crazy because Frank Ocean doesn't even do interviews, but I'm like, it'll happen one day. We're gonna like connect. It's gonna happen. I'm just putting it out there. So yeah, that's one thing. I have so many like dream collaborations. For going big, like my wall. I love my wall. I love Tyler the Creator too. I feel like he'd be dope to work with. There's so many people I want to meet. Like, I don't even. Okay, this is really random too. I love Joan Didion, like the writer. I feel like she's like, I just want to meet her. So we wouldn't have to collaborate on anything, but just like being there with her. I don't know. I feel like that'd be so dope. I love Rihanna. I love Beyonce. These are like people that are up there, but they're just like the first people I'm thinking of.
Great answers.
There's probably more. Those are the top of my head. I'm also looking through the camera and I see like Rihanna, Solange. I love Solange.
I feel like all the people that are like heavily in your feed on the IG feed are people that you would like to interview. I'd say those are all wonderful people. So Yes. I think it could happen. I'm just waiting, patiently waiting for the collab.
Oh, so we'll see.
Okay, so like I said in the beginning, you guys put some songs in your introductions.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that was a while ago. So as like a final song to like wrap it up, like I'll play at the end. Okay. Is there any one song that comes to mind that you want to play at the end? Because I know those songs you posted a while ago, so I don't want to be like, yeah, this playlist you made like, what, 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to use that. No pressure, just pick one entire song to sum up the 2 year gap between your last playlist.
Okay, I forget what I even put on there. I probably, like, honestly, I stick with a lot of the music that I don't know, but okay, there's one song that I literally listened to before this interview and I've been loving, but it's not released. I don't know if that's a problem, but if it is,
where is it?
It's on SoundCloud, I think. It's
yeah,
SZA.
I can play it.
Also love SZA.
We love SZA. I was listening to SZA before the interview.
Sorry, you were listening to her?
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, Good Days by SZA, I've been loving right now.
Yay, that's good. I can't believe there's a SZA song I haven't heard. This is everything. Okay.
It was actually, it's new. Like, it came out with Hit Different. And
really?
It's like the end of the music video. Yeah, and I literally am it's beautiful.
Amazing.
That's like
yeah.
New. Yeah.
Glad to play that one at the end. It's new. It's great. It's SZA. Could not ask for more. Okay, so thank you for answering my big list of questions.
God, thank you so much for like asking me. Oh my God. Means so much.
I know that we met, like, I don't even know how we met. Like, I think you followed me on Instagram and I was like, she's so cool. And then I like DM'd and said, you're really cool. We should be friends.
Yeah, I literally love that. It's just so funny because I was like, I don't even know how I found your page. Just like came across it. I was like, okay, she seems cool. Follow. And like, yeah, here we are.
I am a huge fan of internet friendships and I'm glad that we have one now. So thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you to Bella from Know It All Mag for doing this interview with me, and thank you to everybody listening for tuning in. Make sure you listen in for everybody else's segments for 24 hours of student power, and to keep up with Bella from Know It All Mag, the Instagram for the magazine is at Know It All Mag on IG, and in their description is a link to their website, so check it out. Thanks again to Bella.
Trying to make sense of little change, got me a war in my mind. Gotta let go away, think he was holding me. Choose the right, but it will break up in front of me. All the while, I'll wave my arm, I'll feel it a smile. I still wanna try, still believe in good days. Always inside, good days. Alone night, ooh, way to dip, way to kill.